Welcome to My Shamanic Life, at the intersection of yoga, shamanic reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic reiki practitioner and teacher, a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate, and a mentor for healing arts professionals who are ready to share their unique gifts with the world as inspirational leaders and change makers. My life, like this podcast, is totally imperfect and extraordinary. You'll find the past episodes on myshamaniclife.com, as well as a link to Patreon. By sponsoring this podcast on Patreon, you're supporting the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by helping me purchase needed equipment. Visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and my turtle bus. I'll be offering a yoga practice in a bit, and you're welcome to unroll your mat and join me. For now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth so you're anchored in and nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I'm just touching in for myself today. I'm noticing a little tightness in my shoulder that has a chronic problem. And it kind of came up for me this week through my yoga studio. I put out some information about the chair yoga class that I teach. And somebody responded that they'd like a return of the yoga with weights class that I taught a number of years ago. And I had to sit with that one for a while because it was a fun class, but it was that class that caused the injury, me pushing too hard with my shoulder. And I was thinking, I'm like, oh, you know, as soon as that came up, I'm like, oh, when can I teach that class? When can I put it back in? And then I remembered that this is, you know, something that was not in alignment with what my body needed. I really encourage yoga teachers to stay within what serves their body when they teach. Especially for new yoga teachers, we want to teach it all. We want to make ourselves as available for everyone as we can. This was a huge thing for me when I started teaching here in the Adirondacks in this little town. You know, I was trying to grow my following and I wanted to make sure that I was reaching everyone. So I kept putting out all kinds of different things. And I really wore myself out. If you've listened to my talk about getting grounded, getting real, so that you can start to change the world. One of the things I share in that story is how I was trying to be everything for everybody. And while it was good when I was trying to, you know, build things up, bring in some income, I really broke my body with it. So if you are a yoga teacher or another healing arts professional and you're trying to broaden so much that you're trying to do it all, you may find that your physical body starts to respond to that by hurting, or you start to feel ill all the time or tired all the time. And if that's the case, then it's really time to step back a little bit and look and say, okay, which things do I feel really good and authentic about bringing to the world? And which things am I doing because I feel like I have to? And those ones that you feel like you have to, maybe it's time to let go of. Just a little something to consider. I was doing my morning sit with nature. and noticing the way our weather has been changing from day to day. We went from a 1 degree Fahrenheit morning yesterday to a morning in the 20s today, and then it's supposed to go above freezing later today into almost spring-like weather for the weekend. And these rapid changes also have an effect in my body, and I wonder if the dampness, because we're supposed to have some rain that's coming in with this warmer temperature, is also having effect on how my shoulder feels, how my hips feel, how my knee feels. And I have to keep checking in with that. So I don't know what the weather is like where you are, what the earth is doing where you are, but that's another thing to kind of feel into and really honor when your body is responding to these kind of changes. And we don't have much time to adjust when the weather changes so drastically. And feel into that. And if you are in need of just connection and feeling held in a healing space, and also in need of offering healing out there to feel like there's something that you can do for a world that seems a little mad right now, remember that you can join me this coming Monday, January 13th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time for a live community sharing circle and healing ritual. And that takes place for members of our Shamanic Flow Circle group on Facebook. If you are not a member of the group, either search for the Shamanic Flow Circle on Facebook or check the show notes for the link and ask to join our group. We'd love to have you, and we'd love to have you participate in our healing ritual. It lasts just about an hour, and it's just a wonderful way to come together, to hold space for each other, and then to offer all of these beautiful healing gifts that you inherently hold out into the world, and bring into our ritual anything or anybody that you know that needs some healing energy. I'd also like you to consider, if you're feeling like you are one of those healing arts professionals who's getting ready to step up, to break out, to break open, to really come into your own and emerge as an inspirational leader or change maker, I have free, complimentary break open sessions available. It's a 1 hour phone call, virtual call. We do the video calls on Zoom. And you can come in there, share a little bit about where you want to go, what's holding you back. We can talk about some strategies for moving through that. And like I said, it's complimentary, and you can stop there. Sometimes that's enough. Or you can hear some more about the mentorship program. I do have some spots open for the new year, so if you are interested in that, please let me know. If you would like to book a call with me just to have that time to start to express what's going on for you, what your truth is calling you to, then go to debbiefilt.com/breakopen and book your call. And I'll also have that link in the show notes. I'm still working with Kim Cron's The Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck, because If you listened to last week's episode, you know that this deck was telling me that I was supposed to. So I pulled a card this morning, and the card that I pulled is her Black Egg card, which is associated with the throat chakra in the spirit group of cards. And the message of this card is about speaking with your authentic voice and speaking the truth, or hearing the truth, knowing the truth, right? There's a lot about the throat chakra that has to do with truth and how we determine what our own truth is and how we hear truth from others. So if, you know, you've been noticing that the information coming to you has mixed messages in it, or you're hearing one side of a story and the other side of the story, and they don't seem to meet in the middle anywhere, right? These are all assaults on the energy of that chakra. And it might be shutting that down for you. So we really need to not only speak our truth, but to hear the truth. So how do you find the truth? How do you listen for the truth? How do you discern the truth from all of that information that's coming to you? Right? And this is not a just fix it this way kind of thing. It's really up to you to determine, what is my truth? How do I take all of that information that's coming in, and what do I collect from that? What feels like truth? What feels authentic when you hear it? And then how do I also express this truth that I've determined so that I'm putting it out there into the world? Things to consider with that Black Egg card. So how do we, as yoga practitioners, as energy workers, as light workers, support our own throat chakras? Support that fifth chakra energy in a way that helps us both hear and speak the truth. If you are Reiki attuned, of course, you know that you can Reiki that area. But there's other things we can do to both physically and energetically stimulate that chakra. So we're going to move into a very short yoga practice, maybe just about 15 minutes, that is going to focus all around the neck, the throat, the mouth, the ears, to just start to bring some energy into that space. So if you need a quick charge up for that area, come on and join me on your mat. And actually, you don't even need to be on your mat for this practice. You might be sitting in a chair, and that'll work super well for you as well. So go ahead and get comfortable in a seat, whether it's sitting on your mat, maybe supported by a cushion or a folded blanket or a block. Maybe you're sitting in a chair, nice and tall through your spine. Relax your shoulders down your back. Feel the energy rise up through the crown of your head. So we're rooting down. We rooted at the beginning of the episode. Feel into the roots and imagine that you're drawing energy up out of the earth through those roots. And that earth energy flows up through the roots, comes into the base of your spine, where it connects in with the root chakra, giving you some energy there, and then moves up into the sacral chakra. The sacral chakra is very much connected with the throat chakra. This is where the creative impulses start, and then the fifth chakra is where that creative force is expressed into the world. So these two chakras work together. And then the energy starts to come up into your solar plexus chakra, right? This is our will, our power center. So again, supporting how we stand in our truth up into the heart center. What's the emotions going on right now? And then up into the throat. Maybe you're feeling that energy starting to flow up into the throat. And of course it continues up into the third eye, into the crown, but let's really feel that energy from the earth flowing all the way up into the throat. Just begin to notice, how does it feel? How does it feel physically? How does it feel energetically? You know, sometimes emotions catch in the throat. Notice what's there. And if you haven't already, let your eyes close very softly. Breathe in and out through your nose and start to cultivate some ocean-sounding breath, that ujjayi breath, ujjayi pranayama, so that the back of the throat constricts. The vocal cords tighten a little bit and the breath starts to resonate in your throat. And that resonance makes a sound, and you might only hear it yourself. Sometimes it gets loud enough that somebody else could hear it, but it's really you that needs to hear that sound of little low rumble, like ocean waves in the back of the throat. I often describe it to my yoga classes as the sound you would make if you whisper the word home through your nose on both the inhale and the exhale. And we're tightening the airway when we constrict those vocal cords, so that also slows the breath down. Slows down the inhale, slows down the exhale. Keep slowing the breath down, start to bring it down into your abdomen so you begin to expand and contract like a balloon, inflating and deflating. Listen to the waves of your breath. And let those sounds bring you into this moment, bring you into this body, so that everything else starts to fall away. And continue to listen to the sound of your voice. I'm sorry, the sound of your breath, which is the sound of your voice inside. And as you take your next exhale, tip your head over to the right so that your ear falls to the top of your right shoulder. Relax your left shoulder down and notice what's happening on the left side of your neck. You might have some tightness there, tension. You might also have some constriction happening on the right side. So as the vertebrae start to compress against each other, notice that you're catching somewhere where you just can't go any further, right? Allow whatever those limits are to be there. Feel into that stretch on the left side. Keep dropping the left shoulder down so you're stretching from the bottom of your ear all the way down into the top of the shoulder. And you might notice, are you really tight there? A lot of us hold tension in our neck and shoulders, so notice if there is any tightness for you. Now take your right hand, reach up, and bring your hand over your head to your left ear. Keep dropping your left shoulder down, and let your right hand get heavy so that the weight of your hand draws your head just a little bit more towards your shoulder. Feel into any additional stretch that's happening. Now notice what happens if you push your ear up into your hand and you push back with your hand. So you're holding your head still, but contracting the muscles on the left side of your neck. So you're contracting while they're stretched out. Notice how that feels. And now let that soften. Notice how it feels to let that go. Now move your hand to the back corner of your head. So you're just going to walk it back until you start to come around toward the back of your head. There's that little corner ridge. And once you've got your hand there, tip your chin down towards your right collarbone. So now your hand is pretty much on top and you can let it get heavy again. Notice how the stretched move from the side of your neck toward the back of your neck. And just to the left side of your spine. Let your hand be heavy, feel that stretch. Now press your head into your hand, push back with your hand, hold that still, contract that little muscle just to the left of the spine, feel that. Hold it for another moment, and then release. Again, feel how it is to let that tension go. Now release your right hand down, and roll your chin down to your chest. Your head a little wiggle so that there's no tension left, and then let your head hang. You might notice some big differences between the left side and the right side at this moment because we've only done the one. Feel into that. Notice where there's energy moving, where there's a sense of release, where there's still holding. And as you take your next breath in, lift your chin and put your ears back on top of your shoulders. Take another big breath in, and as you exhale, tip your head over to the left. Drop your left ear towards your left shoulder. And notice here, where you find the resistance. Is it your left side compressing, or you're starting to feel some stretch in the right side? Lower your right shoulder down. Extend that stretch. Now take your left arm up. Drape it over your head, put your hand on your right ear, and let that arm get heavy. For a moment, just feel into how that extra weight changes the sensation of stretch. Now start to push your ear into your hand, push back with your hand, hold your head still, but contract your neck. Feel those muscles working. Breathe into it. Soften. Let that go. Feel the release. Now walk your left hand back until you start to find the corner that goes around toward the back of your head and tip your chin down towards your left collarbone. Allow your hand and arm to get heavy again. So it's going to help to pull the chin toward the collarbone. Feel how you're stretching now. Just to the right side of your spine and the back of your neck. Stay aware of the muscle that feels like it's stretching. Start to press your head into your hand. Push back with your hand. Hold that still. Feel the contraction there. Keep breathing into it. Left hand down, and exhaling, roll your chin down to your chest. Let your head hang again. Check in. You might wiggle your head a little bit just to release any tension. Notice any sensation of stretch. Anything that feels like it's opening, anything that feels like it's still holding. As you take your next breath in, slowly lift your chin, bring your ears up over your shoulders. Now inhale your shoulders up to your ears and squeeze them in. So we're now undoing what we just did. We're building some tension in the neck, in the top of the shoulders. Hold that breath for just a moment, and then with a big, loud sigh, let them fall. Notice how the shoulders bounce a little bit, releasing some of that tension. Let's do that again. Inhale, bring the shoulders all the way up to the ears. Big breath in, holding it for just a moment, and then that big, loud sigh. One more time. Inhale. Bring your shoulders to your ears. This time start to squeeze them together behind you. So your shoulder blades begin to pinch together behind your back. And then with that big loud sigh, let them fall. Feeling the tension release out of your shoulders. You might even feel some tingles as the energy now starts to move down your neck, your shoulders, maybe even down your arms. Drop your arms down by your side. So if you're sitting on the floor, you can put your fingers on the floor. If you're sitting in a chair, you might curl your fingers under the chair seat. And just walk your hands back an inch or two. Begin to roll your heart up through your arms and lift your chin to the sky. Be careful with the back of your neck. So we don't want to crunch up what we just stretched out. Imagine you're holding a tennis ball between your head and your upper back. Lift your chin nice and tall until you start to feel the stretch coming under the chin down the front of the throat. Now you can really exaggerate this by relaxing your jaw, pushing your lower jaw out in front so that your bottom teeth come in front of the top teeth. And feel that stretch now really extending from under the chin. And you can go even further with this by very gently moving your jaw from side to side. So we're loosening up the jaw hinges. A little wiggle there. And then release your chin back to neutral. Lower your chin so that the bottom of your chin is now level with the ground. And then relax your shoulders forward just until they're restacked over your hips and you're letting go of that stretch in the front. And notice how it feels to let that go from your body. And so now that we've warmed up, let's start to play with lion. So this is a really good stretch for the mouth, the jaw. But it also helps us to bring our sound, our roar, out from the heart, the solar plexus, maybe even the sacral chakra. Up into the throat chakra and out. So let's start just getting that sound. Relax your jaw here. Take a nice big breath in and open your mouth as wide as you can. Stick out your tongue and let a roar start from deep in your belly, come all the way up and out. Could you feel that start in the belly? There's a contraction that happens in the abdomen. The navel comes back toward the spine. The diaphragm starts to come in and lift, really lift all the air up out of the lungs to sustain that sound. So let's do that again. Nice big breath in, all the way down into the belly. Open the mouth really wide, and then from the belly, lifting the breath up and out. Let's really bring that lion energy out. Bring your hands up to either side of your shoulders. And then curl your fingers so you're making claws so that you can take a little pounce with this. And as you roar and your tongue is out, wiggle your tongue around, open your eyes really wide. Make this lion. Take a nice big breath in. Open up really wide through your mouth, stick out your tongue, wiggle, and roar. Notice what's happening here in your jaw, in your mouth, in your tongue, in your throat. Feel that energy of the throat chakra coming alive. And then settle back into your ocean sounding breath, constricting the back of the throat. Noticing the resonation, the vibration there, and listening the sound of your breath. Listen for your inner truth. So, this is enough. And if you are preparing to go out and speak, to express yourself in some other way, through art or music, poetry, writing, the simple practice of warming up that throat chakra, bringing energy to it. Express and hear. So I'm going to leave you here, listening to the sound of your breath, like ocean waves flowing in and out, for as long as you desire. Honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.